Queensland councils are describing the federal government's decision to apply the carbon tax to waste generated by natural disasters as un-Australian. There's already concern amongst some local councils around the country about the additional costs they face from greenhouse gas emissions arising from rubbish dumps. The government has released a list of 104 local councils it believes may have to pay the tax because of the carbon emissions emanating from the tip. 46 of those are in New South Wales, 21 in Victoria. In Queensland, the Cassowary Coast Regional Council claims it will face a carbon tax bill of up to $2 million to cover the waste from Cyclone Yasi. The Local Government Association of Queensland says residents in cyclone and storm-prone regions are being penalised. CEO is Greg Hallam. Greg, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Greg, do we know how much waste was generated by Cyclone Yasi?
Yes, we do. I was on the Queensland State Disaster Management Group, and it was about 25,000 truck movements to take waste away. Incidentally, many of those were carried out by the Australian Defence Forces using their trucks and vehicles. So we're just talking tons upon tons, but around 25,000 truck movements to take green waste to dumps in those worst affected areas.
And how much of that waste is still there? How much of it still remains?
Oh, look, it would be all there. It obviously biodegrades over a period, but it would be it breaks down over a period. And, you know, we're talking about, I think from memory, they had to open up four or five new dumps or refuse tips, whatever term we choose to use. But they are massively big pits, and they're, because of the nature of the waste not being too hard on the country, they push dirt over the top of it and it breaks down over time.
Okay, so a lot of this waste is held in dumps and tips owned by the Cassowary Coast Regional Council or managed by the Cassowary Coast Regional Council, and they're fearing a big carbon tax bill. Has anyone done the sums? Do we know what it will mean?
No, that's been half of the problem, as you indicated in your introduction. Some of the frustration for councils, which came out in the Senate hearings last Friday, is that we've not been able to get definitive advice from the regulator or indeed the Department of Climate Change. So that's the frustration. But the best effort councils can make in that regard, in the case of the Cassowary Coast, is $2 million.
And so just to get this clear, the rules will say that emissions on waste that exceeds 2,500 tonnes. So the sum has been done that in the Cassowary Coast, it's obviously many, many times that.
That's right. As I said, 25,000 truck movements. This is the area, just for your listeners, that takes in Innisfail and then the worst affected areas in where Yasi went through, Cardwell, Tully Heads, Hull Heads. It's that part of the world. But whether it's Cassowary Coast this year or another council next year or two or three councils in 2 years' time, this is an ongoing issue. We also have, every year in North Queensland, and I'm a former CEO of the Townsville City Council, a green waste clean-up to take that sort of material out of harm's way. People take out all these sorts of branches and roots and trees and vegetation, so it doesn't become a missile during a cyclone or a big storm. So that would be another, you know, very unwarranted, unnecessary intervention. If that's the case, I mean, people would probably be loath to do it.
I suppose the same kind of figuring apply for areas like Ipswich and Brisbane, which were hit by those floods, or areas.
No, it's a very different set of circumstances. I mean, when we're talking far north Queensland and north Queensland, the growth rates are phenomenal because of the heat and the rain. And there's simply so much more vegetation, and vegetation becomes airborne. So in a flood, that material doesn't get stripped. In a cyclone, it all gets ripped off very, very quickly. When you have 200, 300 kilometre-hour winds, it just shreds it off the trees if the trees stay upright.
So what is the federal government, telling the local councils? Because I have seen reports, other councils complaining about this. They're fearful of it in other states, in New South Wales and Victoria, as I mentioned. And the government officials are saying, look, don't worry about it. I think you're over-worrying. It's not going to be an issue.
Well, I mean, we're facing budgets in the next month, as everyone else are. We just need to have definitive advice. I mean, the LGAQ, my body, and the Australian Local Government Association are not opposed to the carbon tax, we do support a market-based mechanism. So this isn't some sort of Trojan horse that we're running around to discredit the carbon tax. It's just simply this is a really pernicious, very, very unfair process.
And perhaps something that hasn't been anticipated in the rules, what you say amounts to a disaster tax. It is possible, I suppose, there could be some kind of exemption applied to waste generated by natural disaster. Is that what you're asking for?
Absolutely. If that's the case, then we'll move on. End of story. This isn't a campaign to bring down a carbon tax. It's just to say this is just silliness. And it's a huge impost and penalty on people from Mackay to Cairns.
Now, obviously, the point of the carbon tax is to get change behaviour. Some councils claim they're already doing a lot to turn their rubbish dumps into sort of green waste. And if they get it under if they do that successfully enough, they'll get it under that level that would generate an emissions carbon emissions tax. But is the problem that a lot of councils actually don't have that know-how?
No. Look, we've worked very closely with councils. Together with the Queensland Treasury, we own a body called Local Government Infrastructure Services, who's doing that sort of very work. We're flaring methane off sewage treatment plants. We're flaring methane off garbage dumps and turning it into power. So there's all sorts of technologies that are available to us, but the whole idea of a price signal and a market-based mechanism is that we do change behaviours. No matter what we do, we can't change nature, so we have no control over that waste.
And just very briefly on another issue, the Newman government has promised to review alcohol management plans for Indigenous communities, and there is community debate about whether grog bans have worked or not. What's the view of the Local Government Association?
We haven't got one at the minute. I'll probably have one by Thursday afternoon, Fran. I'm flying to Cairns today and I'm meeting with the 17 mayors and CEOs of those new councils. So Queensland's a bit different to the rest of Australia. We have a big number of Indigenous councils. 17 of the 73 are Indigenous. They've only been elected in the last few weeks, and we'll be in Cairns for the next 2 days to talk to those mayors. But it was a very big issue in their elections. Many of the mayors actually got up on campaigns of seeing relaxations of the AMP, as we call them. And the view I bring back will be the view of the majority of those mayors.
All right, Greg, thanks very much for your time.
Pleasure.
Greg Hallam, CEO of the Local Government Association of Queensland. It's 16 minutes to 7.